'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Weighs In, your weekly podcast where I weigh in on health, nutrition, wellness, exercise, all of the above. And I welcome your questions and topics of interest. You can email me to questions@drhoffman.net. That is questions@drhoffman.net. By the way, if you don't already subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you know you can. It's free. Comes out once a week, generally Wednesday, Thursday, typically Wednesday, I believe. Go to drhoffman.com and click on subscribe. It's in the upper right-hand corner. You just insert your email. We do use your email for anything else, and it's all to bring you information. If you don't subscribe to the newsletter, those articles that we post on a weekly basis are posted to the drhoffman.com website. You'll find a variety of articles there. You will find this podcast there. You've probably downloaded it from there unless you went to another source. And here we are. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and I only don't dispense with diet, but there is always an exercise prescription. Always. And I've given lots of different advice based on the demographic of the client, the particular concerns, conditions, you know. One person with osteoporosis is going to get different advice than a bodybuilder, for example, or somebody who has just come out of surgery and they're in physical therapy and they're starting to progress from that. There are things to do to help keep yourself strong. And you also want to think about, and I don't think enough of us think about this, your posture. Your posture is very important. And I remember, you know, growing up, people would say, if you stand up straight, you lose 5 pounds. And when you stand up straight, coming out of a slouching position, not only good for your posture, you look better, you look more attractive, you're standing up straight, you look more confident, and, you know, you kind of feel more confident. It's kind of like when you place your hands on your hips. That can increase your confidence. It may help increase your testosterone, which adds to increasing your confidence. It's kind of like a fake it till you make it. Even if you're nervous, you're not feeling confident or assured, what you do is place your hands on your hips for a while and let that change in your stance. Anyway, so coming back to posture, you want to start enhancing your posture right now. If it's something, and you know, as we get older, we tend to slouch. You also want to check how you're sitting, but specifically, you're sitting at a desk all day, you're looking at your laptop or a PC, you want to make sure it's all aligned, that you're not always looking down, crouching down kind of thing. You want to make sure that your wrists are straight when you're using your keyboard, your mouse, back, you're in a comfortable position and your knees above your hips, all of that kind of good stuff. So good posture is a cornerstone of overall health and well-being. And it influences everything from your physical discomfort or your physical comfort. It influences everything from your physical comfort to long-term mobility. If you're somebody who's prone to tension headaches, for example, maybe you're slouching. When you're slouching or looking down at your phone with your neck bent, your neck muscles are holding up the weight of your head. The head is kind of heavy. And so this may be the cause of the tension. Stop rounding your shoulders over. Stop slouching up. Bring your phone up or whatever tablet, whatever you're looking at, up in the direction of your head so you're looking straight at it rather than down. I've seen people on the street looking at their phone. I can't imagine that they're not going to have a neck problem later in life if they don't. So posture is a cornerstone of overall health and well-being. It influences everything from our physical comfort to our long-term mobility. It can help us to move with confidence. It reduces strain on the body. It promotes better alignment for your everyday activities. And when we adopt small, intentional lifestyle changes in our habits, it could really have a significant impact. It can make a significant difference in how you carry yourself, in how you feel. It is when you stand up straighter, there's a small uptick in your mood. It's almost like an invitation to be more open, to let in what is coming. When we're slouched, we're kind of closed. It's almost fearful. It's almost a fearful stance, right? Improving our physical balance is key for better posture. So we want to achieve better balance for better posture. And improving physical balance, it's one of the most effective ways to enhance your posture. Because balance strengthens your stability. It helps you to maintain proper alignment and reducing the strain on your back, neck, and shoulders. So don't think that you're getting a pain in your back, neck, shoulders, tension headaches, simply because you're getting older. No, no, no. Check your posture. So, with regard to balance, simple activities like standing on one leg or practicing some balance-focused exercises such as yoga, such as Tai Chi, will gradually improve your posture over time. And by focusing on balance, you're training your body to engage muscles that support upright positioning naturally. Here's something important. You want to strengthen your core for long-term results. Building strength in your core muscles is essential for maintaining proper posture. Your core includes the muscles in your abdomen, your glutes, that's your butt, your back, which work together to support your spine. And incorporating exercises like planks, bridges, and back extensions into your routine can help to target these areas. I think one of the most exercises in life is the plank position. Because if you hold it for a while, I'm talking beyond 30 seconds. You know, the top of a push-up. With your hands on the floor, in the top of a push-up, make sure your back is straight. Right? That the middle of your body, that your butt, your hips are not sinking and swaying towards the floor. Make sure your back is straight. Try to hold this for a minute or two. Make it harder. Come down to your forearms, where your arms are perpendicular. Your upper arms are perpendicular to the floor. Kind of a plank. Try to hold that for up to 30 seconds. It super duper engages the core. And I think it may be one of the most important exercises. If you hate exercise and you're barely doing your push-ups and your squats and things, if anything at all, or if you don't have time, do a plank. Do 3 sets of a plank. If you're doing the one down on your forearms, do up to 30 seconds. Rest in between. Rest in between. Do it 2 more times. If you're doing the top of a push-up, try to hold it for a minute or longer. If you're strong, you could certainly hold that for longer. Do 2 more sets with rest in between. If you do nothing else in your life when it comes to exercise, do the plank position. It's really engaging all of these important muscles to help you with your posture and supporting your spine. A stronger core reduces the likelihood of slouching and makes it easier to sit and stand with proper alignment. You're not struggling to get out of the chair. Engaging these muscles during daily activities like walking or carrying objects, carrying your grocery bags, right? Also contributes to improved posture. It's almost the kind of paleo thing, you know? Be carnivorous, eat some vegetables, maybe some fermented ones too, and carry heavy stuff. Yeah, stay strong. Flexibility and strength, they do go hand in hand. And flexibility plays a vital role in achieving better posture alongside strength. When you're tight, when you're inflexible, it's hard to have a good posture, to have alignment. Tight muscles, particularly in the hips, the chest, the shoulders, can pull the body out of alignment and then lead to poor posture habits. That's how it all kind of starts. So stretching regularly, especially after workouts or long periods of sitting, you need to stretch after a long period of sitting, helps keep our muscles limber and balanced. Strengthening and stretching work best together. They allow you to maintain an upright position with minimal effort. This is good. Gentle movements, such as Pilates or dynamic stretches before physical activities, can enhance both flexibility and muscle endurance. You want to sit right to stay aligned. Proper posture while sitting is crucial for avoiding back and neck problems. This is how they appear. Not a function of age. It's not just because you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's a better posture. And proper posture while sitting is crucial for avoiding neck problems, back problems. And when you sit, ensure your head and neck are aligned with the rest of your spine. Keep your shoulders relaxed and avoid hunching forward to look at your screen or your documents. This is how we get into trouble, because we maintain that hunch position for hours, right? Time goes by when you're working. We often don't realize. Use a chair that supports your lower back and allows your feet to rest flat on the floor. Adjust your sitting position frequently so you can prevent stiffness or strain from prolonged periods of sitting, from prolonged periods of stillness. And sitting upright doesn't just help your posture. It also encourages better breathing and circulation. You know, test it out yourself. When you're hunched over, it's hard to take a deep breath, a really deep breath. It's hard to do it. It's hard to sing when you're hunched over because you're not able to breathe properly. So sitting upright doesn't just help posture. It encourages better breathing. It also encourages better circulation. So your workplace setup plays a significant role in promoting good posture. It's what I started telling you at the beginning of this podcast, making sure that things are aligned. Ensure that your computer monitor is at eye level, because this will prevent straining your neck or hunching. Everybody gets them. But I also want to extend that to when you're sitting, standing, walking, and looking at your phone. Please don't be walking and looking at your phone. You don't want to step off the curb in front of a car or a bus. You don't want to knock into somebody walking toward you, or an elderly person able to quickly get out of your way. Just don't do it. Move over to the side, send your text, and then put your phone away and continue walking. People get into so much trouble this way, let alone all the car accidents. It may be as bad as driving drunk or driving under the influence of driving while impaired. It is an impairment. So be looking at your phone. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Go. I try to engage with my phone as little as possible. I'm using my phone to record this podcast. But anyway, I try to really not engage with my phone at all. I will use it periodically when I'm out and about to check my email, but I'm not doing this while walking down the street.
You understand.
We have to regulate all of these things in our lives, and we have to become more present. And this is where your posture needs to be front and center going forward, because it has everything to do with how you feel. Any aches and pains that you think is happening for a different reason. It's about postures. The workplace, of course, plays a significant role. Ensure your computer monitor is at eye level to prevent straining your neck or hunching forward. Your keyboard and mouse should be within easy reach to avoid overextending your arms or twisting your body. Consider investing in an ergonomic chair and desk to support a natural sitting position. If you're sitting at work all day, make sure you're set up comfortable. So by designing a workspace, prioritizes alignment and comfort, you're reducing the risk of posture-related issues, and you create a more productive environment. And listen, don't forget, like every 20 minutes or so, to stand up, to walk around, even if you're just walking around your desk and going to sit back down again, to look away from your monitor, to use your distance vision. Eye strain is a real thing. That eye strain headache, right? We need to remember to look away. We need to remember to stand up. Do some stretching exercises while you're standing. Walk around the office. Take a walk outside if you can. To the bathroom and back. Can go get a cup of water. You need some. You're dealing, especially now that all the heating systems are on. So, by designing a workspace that prioritizes alignment and comfort, you're reducing the risk of posture-related issues, and you create a more productive environment. Focusing on improving your posture is a commitment to your physical and mental health. With consistent effort, you can achieve greater comfort, enhanced mobility, and a stronger sense of control over your well-being. So by making these changes part of your daily routine, you set yourself up for a healthier future and a better quality of life. And I'm bringing this to you from worldhealth.net. This is really, really good basic advice. And again, I want to come back to the plank. I notice after I'm done doing the plank that I am immediately standing up straighter. It just happens. All those muscles in the core and that are supporting the spine. And when you do a plank, you are actually working the inner abdominal muscles. This is your true core. So you're really helping to stand up straight. You are doing good for your posture. So don't forget about your posture. It is supremely important. The balance exercises like Tai Chi, like yoga, like standing on one foot, maybe while you're chopping your vegetables for dinner or tossing a salad, stand on one foot. You don't have to bring your other leg all the way up, just stand on one foot. Keep your big toe of your other foot on the floor just for a little balance. And when you're standing on one foot, don't just rely on your foot, ankle, lower leg to balance you. Engage your core. And as I'm saying it, engage your core to keep your balance. See how important the core is? And again, that's how you can help to enhance your posture. I want to thank you for joining me here on Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. See you again soon.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.